AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Biden drops out. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden is ending his reelection bid, and he wants to see his vice president, Kamala Harris, at the top of the new Democratic ticket.
ActBlue, the small-dollar donor fundraising platform the Biden-Harris campaign uses, announced Sunday evening it raised over $27.5 million in the first 5 hours since the president dropped out of the race and endorsed Harris. The Biden for President campaign committee was changed Sunday to the Harris for President campaign committee, according to a new government filing. That committee, which is now Harris's principal campaign committee, had nearly $96 million in cash on hand. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Among the names being mentioned as possible running mates for Harris, Democratic governors, including Pennsylvania's Josh Shapiro, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, North Carolina's Roy Kelly, and Kentucky's Andy Beshear, along with Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. This is ABC News. The parents of a U.S. hostage who's being held by Hamas say they plan to visit Washington ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit this week.
Jonathan and Rachel Goldberg Pollen, they are the parents of Hirsch, who was kidnapped at the Nova Festival on October 7th. They are incredibly keen to pile as much pressure as possible on the leaders of the U.S. and Israel. That visit will correspond with Netanyahu's trip. He will speak in Congress on Wednesday and meet with Biden on Tuesday. But they say that they hope that those leaders will put their interests aside and really focus on bringing their loved ones home.
ABC's Britt Clennett in Jerusalem. Every occupation has its hazards. Case in point, New York Times restaurant critic Pete Wells is resigning. He says all the eating he has to do for the job has caused him to become obese, and it's led to a number of health problems. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
And I had 15 candles. Unspoken, you never even
45 Max Inc. Radio right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal broadcasting from the honeymoon capital, Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. That artist right there, Chesney Clare, not from Niagara. She is actually right now from Las Vegas, where I'm heading, I don't know, 3 weeks from now, I guess. And I believe originally from Louisiana, but what an artist. She started very young, I think at 8. But Chesney Clare is her name. She is named after Kenny Chesney, the country music star. Make sure you check her out on YouTube and on all of the socials. I promised you last week that this week I would have Evan Rotella stop by, good friend of mine from Niagara Falls, Ontario, and he put out an album in September called Happy to Be Here. Evan Rotella will stop by in about 15 minutes. Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things on the way. But this girl right here, her name is Christy Palace. I met her in Toronto. And originally from Windsor, she may be back in Windsor right now, but a great song, Someone I Hate. Come on, there's somebody out there you hate. I know there is. This is Indie 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
If you don't give me what I want, then I'll give you ultimatums. You push me to my limit and I've run out of patience, yeah. So if you don't give me what I need, because of you.
What's if we're gonna fix it? If we tried, it'd be too late. And I'd rather be without you than be someone I hate. I'm such a mess, I know it's true.
Hey there, I'm country rock artist Susie Corey, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal on Indy 45.
Started out a young girl, a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes.
That is my good friend from Toronto, Susie Corey, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Canada. We too are local music, and you are listening to local music from someplace else, if you think about it. Perfect segue into this little ditty. Evan Rotella, good friend of mine. He is, how old is Evan? 19, 20, something like that. I've known Evan for some time, and his dad even longer. His dad's like my age, which is like, I don't know, 85 or something. Kidding, Dave. Evan put out an album in September called Happy to Be Here. He's got some great musicians on the album, great production. And I'm going to leave it up to Evan Rotella to tell you about his brand new band and his brand new album. Happy to be here. Right here, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Evan Rotella. I put out my first album in September. It's called Happy to Be Here. It's made up of songs I wrote from ages maybe 15 to 18. I'm very proud of the record. We recorded it at Impression Studios with the great Mark Rogers from LMT Connection and New World Sun, and the great Miles Rogers from formerly known Gin the Band and now Permilla. Those two also played on almost every song on the record, Mark on drums and Miles on bass, so I'm very thankful to them for that. I'm also very grateful for the time and effort they put into the album. It meant a lot. We also had some legends and some friends on the album. Dave Ray from Teenage Head co-wrote the song Where I Stand With Me. Stephen Stanley from The Lowest of the Low and the Stephen Stanley Band. We played on the song Yesterday's Gone, as well as some friends like Joe Grushecki from The House Rockers, who sang on Yesterday's Gone. Joe Durso from Stone Caravan, who sang on the song Safe Travels. Jason Federici and Jason Heath from The Greedy Souls played on When I Was a Kid. Joel Parisien played on Wasting My Life Away. Danny Gochner and Joffo Simmons from The House Rockers played on All Right Now. And Bobby Mahoney played on the song Pages in Between. I'm definitely forgetting some people, but I am very thankful to everyone who played on the album, who contributed to the album in any way and meant a lot. And the album wouldn't have been the same without anyone.
Some days are clouds, some days feel just like rain. But you wake up in the morning and it's all the same. Some days I thank my lucky stars, some days I'm howling at the moon. No matter what, I go to bed and pray to God that I'm here tomorrow afternoon. But sometimes I complain about the things that gone bad, about the things that I want, about the things I never had. But I never give thanks for the things that I got, for the people around me and the people that are not. I'm happy to be I don't wanna get out of bed. There's so many things that I don't wanna do. I'd rather be here instead. I'd rather lay right here alone until the blue sky fades at night. Well, the land is quiet and the sky is dark, but those stars seem so damn bright. So I get out of bed and move on with my day. Forget about the things I gotta do. Forget about the things I gotta say. I sing in the mirror. I wash up my face. I tuck in my shirt. And I go on my way. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here.
Feel so done with this town. As soon as I get my shit together, new shit comes around. So I get into bed and forget everything. Forget about the things that I said. Forget about the things that I did. Man, I miss mom and dad. But my say, some days the sun is out and shining, some days it falls like rain. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm
grass still green, the sky still blue. An old day someday become new. You keep listening to the same song repeat again. You got the same shit on your head in 95. Some reason it makes you feel alive. But those days were good, but those days ain't here no more. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on, but yesterday is gone. Locked by your bedroom light, with pictures in it that you like. You sleep alone, you don't sleep well anymore. And the news just all repeats itself. The same thing happened to somebody else. But you keep it on to keep you company. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on, yesterday is gone. Still blue. I gotta pick myself up and do something new. These four walls seem to be my only hope. You got the same shit on your head in 75. Born to run and kiss the light. You play those records loud, cause Mark can't turn them down. Your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. Days keep going on. Yesterday is gone.
Hey everybody, it's Ricky Ragman, the guy that used to be on Headbangers Ball. He's still in the greatest rock and roll club in the world called the Cat House. And you are listening to my friend, Shane Christopher Neal.
Local from Niagara Falls, Canada, my name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Weichert Realtors Lake Point is in the heart of Madison's East Side, not just in location, but in the spirit of the community. Weichert shows this spirit by supporting the Wilmar Community Center and Madison's beloved East Side festivals, and is a proud sponsor of Atwood Fest, July 27th and 28th, with the biggest stage right in the Weichert parking lot. Show your support and spirit by joining the Weichert team at Atwood Fest. Just like Madison, Weichert Realtors Lake Point is a home for all. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison. Or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Hey, this is Gary Green from Honeymoon Suite, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
Yeah.
Is that not a great summer song or what? Honeymoon Suite, Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. The song is called Wave Babies. They are now somewhat of an independent band. They just put out a brand new album called Alive. You can purchase the brand new album, which has a couple of tracks redone from past albums. Rockpapermerch.com. Rockpapermerch.com. All right. Svengali in the 90s was a signed band. They didn't do, I don't think, anything in the late 2000s, but they are back together. They are rocking harder than ever. They are from Hamilton, Ontario. Some guys in the band are from Niagara here. And they put out a brand new album last year called Bombs and Battle Scars, an independent album. And they redid a song by Triumph called Spellbound. We're going to get to that. And also Dave Wanless talking about the recording of Spellbound. That up after this one, my good friend Rob Fitzgerald. Get bad boozy, baby. It is summertime. It is Indy 45 Max Sync Radio right here on Civic Media.
It's a hot summer Saturday night. Me and my friends got a buzz appetite. Gonna party with the boys and girls, making noise and Jack to make you feel alright. PBR sweating in the backseat, sneaking them back roads all through the county. Everybody singing along. We got daisies in the dukes and redneck dirty boots, getting lit, getting loud till the break of dawn. 'Cause that's just how we roll here at a favorite watering hole. There ain't no time like a good time. Put your hands in the air if you agree. We got beer and wine, tequila and lime. Brace yourself.
Let's go back to Spellbound for a second. So was that the first song that you guys did together? I see that the Gilmore's in the video as well, which is really cool. So I want you to talk about the video because it's a great video. And Andy Curran, of course, is involved as well on this. So maybe I'll let you tell the story. But what a great song. And you guys just nailed this one.
Yeah, you know what? We've always had an idea to do a cover record of all the bands that influenced us as we were growing up here in Canada. And we wanted to keep it Canadian. So we have, we did Spellbound was the first one. And we're actually, and I can't really talk about the songs because some of the artists who wrote the songs are going to be playing with us. And we want to, just want all that confirmed before this happens. But so we decided that we wanted to do a cover record thanking the Canadian industry for when we grew up. I started my recording career at Metalworks. I met Gil the first day I walked into the building, and we were like mesmerized. And like, there's Gil and Mike and those guys, they were all there. And they were so humble and friendly. And Sean was having issues with his bass. And Mike Levine said, here, let's grab this one. They grabbed his rig and brought it into the studio for him. And just very accommodating. And it just felt like at home there. And we recorded our demos. Our first demos were recorded there at Metalworks and in that studio. So we when we decided to do this song, because it was one of our favorite songs, Andy Curran, our good friend, he was interested along with us on producing a couple songs with us as we were talking about doing some stuff again. So he jumped on a song called Monster with us, which was a great experience with him. And Spellbound, he dove in also. But we were in that studio that time, and we thought, you know what, wouldn't it be cool if we shot the video in the same place this actual first version was ever recorded by Triumph, in that studio. So we asked Gil, and he was down, and he offered to make an appearance with his wife, because Spellbound is about his wife. Hi, this is Dave from Svengali, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
All right, 1984, the Great Triumph track, Spellbound. Sven Gally right there. It is the Indy 45 Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sven Gally, now an independent band here from Ontario. They were big in the 90s. They were signed in the 90s. Put out a brand new album, Bombs and Battle Scars. That song right there, Spellbound, is on that album. You can purchase it, rockpapermerch.com or on the Sven Gally website, of course. Shane Christopher Neal, and if you're listening to this show on a Saturday night, July the 20th, I am currently actually hosting, at this very moment, a sold-out Sven Gally show at Whiskey and Walleye here in Port Coburn, Ontario. My good friend Marshall Dane, his latest single, No Need to Speak, is on the way, but this band right here, I played them last week, and they are taking over the world. They are from Niagara Falls. They're called My Son the Hurricane. They just played out in the UK. This is a song called Parade. It's a party band. It's time to party, baby. Right here on Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
to speak. No need for words. You don't need the noise. Know that you're heard. I don't need the thunder to tell me when there's rain. There's no need to speak, 'cause I see what you say. I won't close my eyes. I can see it in your face. I can see how you feel by the love that's in your way. And I love that you can hide. Just these hands of mine. I won't close my eyes.
Very fluent in sign language, Marshall Dane. No need to speak. His latest Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. My Son, the Hurricane, and Parade before that. Shane Christopher Neal, thank you so much for listening to the show each and every week. I do appreciate you. You can reach me, shaneradiozero@gmail.com, or you can check out my website. That'd be fun. ShaneChristopherNeal.com. I'm going to end with this one. Her name is Elise Saunders. She is also from Ontario, Canada. She is taking the country music scene by storm down here. It's a song called Dirt. I appreciate you. Have a great week, my friend. This is Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Rumor has it, cops arrested good old Leroy. Nancy's cheating with the pool boy. She found out she might be pregnant. Rumor has it that back behind the church on Sundays, Bonnie's selling special brownies. It's what she does to pay the rent. It's the he said, she said, airing out your business. Guess folks just love getting it twisted. But behind a white picket
Some honorable salutation, but you ain't above speculation. Spilling tea in the kitchen all across the block. Everybody judging everybody's yards. You can fix them up, but underneath them all. On our boots, it's in our roots, we all got dirt. You can't shake it loose, yeah, ain't that the truth? We all got dirt. Everybody needs a little work. Ain't nobody's perfect. Living on God's green earth, that's for sure. Yeah, some yards might look a little clearer. Some grass might grow a little greener. But if you did,
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today, I want to talk about dealing with debt collectors and your rights when you are in collections. Debt collectors are people who've been hired to collect money that you owe to someone else. They can be persistent or rude or sometimes worse, but they do have to follow rules. Federal law says that they cannot call before 8 a.m. in the morning or after 9 p.m. at night. They cannot harass you, meaning they can't curse at you or threaten you. And they cannot lie to you or make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't tell anyone other than your spouse or your attorney about your debt. Now, if you experience any of this, you can complain about them to the Federal Trade Commission at consumer.gov. And last thought before I go, you can always ask a debt collector to stop calling you. Legally, they have to comply. If they don't, you report them to the FTC. For more money tips, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.